Welcome to Beyond the Chutes, is presented by Parasite Systems. I'm your host, Doug Simcox, and this is what we call a short go. BTC, short go, you have made the short go. Always a great thing to hear at the end of some long runs, the long goes. It is the perfect sharing size. So if you got anybody that you'd like to introduce a show to, this might be a good one to pass on to them. Reminder, you can find this episode, all the episodes, on beyondtheshoots.show. That's our website. You ought to come visit us. We've got all kinds of episodes, feature episodes, upcoming episodes. We try to keep all that up, and one day maybe we'll get some merchandise so you too can have a BTC hat. I hope you enjoy this short episode. This is Marlon Harris, Bar Mona Sam. All right, we are sitting up here on the mountain, Mountain Cove, Chickamauga, Georgia. I'm sitting right in, we're sitting in the BTC bus, actually, right outside the show barn, sitting here with Marlon Harris on this Saturday afternoon, Labor Day weekend 2024. So, Marlon, tell me about the horse. Tell me about your first horse.
Well, this is, you know, everybody has the first horse. And it wasn't actually my very first horse, but it was my second horse. So I had this first horse when I was growing up, and she was a little quarter mare, and she was real broke. She was real gentle, but I'd been riding ponies when I was younger and always, you know, been around it a little bit, but always kind of enjoyed it. Back then, where I lived, you rode your horse to the swimming pool. You rode your horse to baseball practice. You rode it everywhere. And sometimes you rode a bicycle, but the horse was a lot better because you had a lot of fun and everybody always wanted to see you on a horse. So after this one little quarter mare I had, she was really nice, but she was just way too gentle and not quite enough excitement for me, which I always enjoyed a little excitement. So I was working at that Sweetwater Stables down there, and my great friend that was also a baseball coach and his family, it was Skeet Collins and Ann Collins, and they had a son named Michael, and they bought this horse from Mr. Mac Abercrombie, and that was in Douglasville, Georgia. And on a Saturday, you went to Mac Abercrombie's barn, and they may be 50 head of horses that he brought in, and everybody's riding them up and down the street and in there and talking. And Mr. Mac was actually the former sheriff of Douglas County, and then his son Claude later on was the sheriff also. But Mr. Mac was a great man, and he loved to have all these kids come to his barn and ride his horses and everything, and it was just where we gathered on Saturday. So my friend Michael Collins had bought this horse, and they lived next door to Sweetwater Stables where I was working, and this horse was they wanted me to ride him because they said we need to get him kind of broke down a little bit. And he weighed about 1,300 or 1,400 pounds, and he was a big old Appaloosa buckskin with about a size 2 shoe, and not real pretty, little Roney nose, an old Roman nose thing, but he was something else, and I really liked him a lot, so I rode him and everything. And then finally they took him back to Mr. Max and said, it's a little bit too much horse for my son. So I heard that he went back up there, and I begged my dad. I said, would you please buy me that horse? And I think we paid $200 for him, which was a lot of money. And I got him, and I brought him home. And I got to tell you, that's when the adventure of my life started. And I've asked people a lot of times, they say, What happened? I said, that was the start of the life and times of Bar Mona Sam. His name was Sam, but I saw in a magazine a horse that looked just like him, and his name was Bar Mona Sam. So I said, oh, yeah, that's his name. He ain't got no papers, but looks just like him. That's close enough. So he's Bar Mona Sam. Everybody loved it. I don't know how I come up with that. But he was an ornery rascal. And back then, like I say, we rode that horse everywhere. We rode our horses, and I didn't have a car at the time, and I wasn't old enough to drive. But That horse, he did a lot of crazy different things. And I guess the craziest thing was is that he would just all of a sudden short out. I mean, he was take off. You couldn't catch him, and he'd run off with you. And I remember him running across the pasture there at my neighbor's house at Mr. Slate's. And he ran across that field, and I was pulling back so hard to get him to stop. And he was just fixing to jump the fence, and Mr. Slate threw a wash tub over on his head. And then I jumped off right quick. I said, almost, that horse is going to kill me. But he just would run away with you. One time he run under a clothesline with my sister. And my dad yells, "Duck!" Right the last minute. And, oh, she did, and she got off him, and she never got on him again. And I was getting ready one time. We went with the saddle club everywhere, and they had a big truck that you could load them on because none of us had a trailer. And we was getting him ready to go down to the 4th of July parade down there in Atlanta, and you couldn't shoe him. He was mean as everything. So I put a nose twist on him, and I was holding it for the horseshoer. And that nose twist got out of my hand and got stuck on his nose and wiped me out, hit me right under the chin, knocked me cold. We still made it to the parade, but we got down there to downtown Atlanta, and I was trying to ride him down the parade and everything on the 4th of July, and he bolted right into the crowd. And the people yelled at the police, "Take this horse, get him out of here." And I went, that's just old Barramona Sam. So, you know, he just done stuff like that all the time. So there was this one boy in my school, and he beat me up all the time. So I asked him one day, I said, "You want to ride my horse?" He never beat me up again after that day. He just took off and ran away with me. But I loved it because it was quite exciting. So then what ended up happening, I got a car, and I had a little old 65 Mustang, and I didn't have to ride my horse everywhere we went. I could actually trailer him. So I had a 65 Mustang hardtop, and I had one of those old open horse trailers. And I just had him tied in, didn't have a top on it or nothing. Well, I'm driving to the stables, and I noticed that the Mustang got to jumping all over the place. And I looked, and I said, "Well, Bart, he's still back there." And the next thing I know, I looked, and Barramona Sam had jumped out of that trailer onto my 65 Ford Mustang, banked off over into the ditch, pooted twice, and jumped up and reared up and started bucking and ran home. He had to make two left turns because I'd rode him to the stable a lot of times, but he had to make two left turns and a right turn to get back to the barn. So here I go. Oh, man, I've got to go home and explain to my dad, because he pulled my dad through a ditch one time and broke his leg. And my dad hated him, and that he was trying to hold him for me. So I get back to my driveway there, and I'm going to get out, and I'm going to have a talk with this horse in the barn. Well, he had smushed the top down so much on the car, I couldn't get the doors open. So I blew the horn, you know, and my dad comes walking out, and he went, "That dad blame horse." He didn't say dad blame. He said, "That horse." And the horse was standing in the stall waiting to be fed. And I guess the hard thing was, how do you explain this to the insurance company? Or how do you explain this to everybody that this happened? And the body shop, but I guess the main thing was is these people I grew up with are still telling the story and laughing at me because of old Barramona Sam. So he was fun, but he rare up. I took him one time to Chatsworth to the wagon train up there, and they were going to have they had a week-long horse show. Starts on Monday and runs up till the wagon train on Saturday, and they was going to give away a trophy for the all-around. And I mean, I pulled up with old Barramona Sam, and I entered the racking class. I entered the halter class. I entered every class there. And there probably wouldn't be four in it, and I'd win five. But it's points towards the end of the week. Well, I had him in the barrel race one time there, and he ran so far, he just ran through the back of the gate out of the rodeo out of the saddle club grounds, and they had, I thought they was going to have to get a trailer to come down there and get me. But like I said, he was always a little unpredictable. But I guess the one thing is I didn't win the trophy, but I got real close, and I did win a ribbon. So I got over there, Nick. I got off of him and got over there next to the rail to the ribbon girl. He jumped over the rail into the area. And I don't know if he knocked the ribbon girl down, because when you start messing with these people's kids, these horse shows, they don't take lightly to it here in the South, you know. So I just swung up on him and got him out of there and took off. But so then I decided I can make money off this horse. So I would tell everybody, he's for sale. You give me $50. And if you bring him back now, you don't get your $50 back. So I'd sell him, and three or four days later, he'd come back. Take him. Please take him. I said, okay, I take him back. But he had this bad habit of cow-kicking you. And when you go up to get up on him, he'd just reach that old back foot up, and he'd kick you. Well, if he caught you just right, it wasn't good, you know. So I sold him this old boy, and I didn't really like the old boy very much, but I sold it to him for, got my $50, and he got up. I said, you got to get up on him, you got to do the Indian swing up. You can't be putting your foot in the stirrup, he'll kick you. So I did. I'd say I got on him. It was a lot more colorful and a little more tricky, you know, plus more fun. So I sold it to him, and next thing I know, he got up. He got it to his house, and he got up next to a carport full of bicycles, and he reached up there and put his foot in the stirrup, and old Barmona Sam kicked out, kicked him right in the side, and took off with him dragging, and ran up on this carport with all these bicycles. And I told everybody, I said, Sam, come off there with a bicycle on every foot dragging this old boy. And he brings him back. So, but I got to tell you, it was kind of fun growing up with him. I've told these stories 100 times to everybody, especially when I was working. But I later on sold him and got rid of him. And I felt sorry for the lady and her daughter that bought him. But they wanted him so bad. And I said, well, I'll give you a real good deal on him. I'll give him to you for $150, but please can't bring him back. And so he leaves, and I guess that's the, everybody always asked me, said, what was your childhood like? And I said, it was the life and times of Barmona Sam.
We hope you enjoyed this short go episode about Barmona Sam, as brought to us by Marlon Harris. And word of mouth, just talking to other folks about these episodes, is always the best advertising. Now, make your listening easier. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Search for Beyond the Chutes, that's C-H-U-T-E-S. And follow us, like us, rate us, give us comments, let us hear from you. And again, give us a 5-star rating. It helps get these stories into circulation. We invite you to check out our webpage, all the episodes, so many pictures, our partners page, all kinds of places for you to hang out. And again, thank you to Parasite Systems for their support with our podcast. They help the wheels of the BTC bus go round and round and round as we went down to Mountain Cove, Georgia for this one. And Parasite System is a push-button parasitic diagnostic system for your pasture animals, horses, cattle, goats, sheep, chicken, and for your companion animals, your dogs and your cats. And you can find them at parasitesystems.com. And remember, we got a coupon code for 50% off, BTC023. And I tell you all the time that I listen to a lot of podcasts about lots of subjects, rodeo, racing, politics, you name it, I listen. I want to encourage you to listen to the Rodeo Roots podcast. Rob and Dana Gann, pro rodeo cowboy and cowgirl, and Blue Jeans, the pro rodeo announcer, all recording some great interviews. You can find them on all the major streaming platforms. And if you didn't catch that great interview they did with Rock and Robbie Hodges, you ought to check that out. It is so important that we get these stories recorded and that folks out in the world get to get a bit of an understanding of what we might be doing. And one day these stories are going to matter. And a big thank you to the IRA Project Facebook group for all their help and guidance. Tim Sparks, Marlon Harris, who told us the story today, have really helped us connect with the rodeo rates of the IPRA and of the past IRA. And this is Beyond the Chutes with Marlon Harris. Until next time, this is Doug Simcox. Thank you for listening.